The trigger point is the location where a person or machine initiates an avalanche. Some common trigger points that we see are between anchors, at thin spots, rocky outcrops, convexities, the top of a steep slope, locations where the snowpack has reached critical loading either through the wind or new precip, and places where the snowpack is perforated by rocks or trees. Thick to thin transitions. Thin spots can form when the wind scours the snow away or when rocks and other features stick up through the snowpack. These thin areas can be especially dangerous, so let's look at why. Imagine we're dealing with a deep persistent weak layer buried 2 meters down. Most of the time, this problem might be difficult to trigger, but if we travel into a thin spot, perhaps created by wind scouring, that same weak layer could now only be 50 centimeters below the surface. This makes it much easier to trigger. If we collapse the weak layer at a thin spot, the fracture can propagate into deeper, thicker parts of the snowpack. The result can be a very large avalanche with a crown that varies from 50 centimeters to over 2 meters deep, depending where that weak layer is. Ridgetops and shallow rocky areas are common places where deep, persistent weak layers are triggered, which is why they deserve extra caution. This is where your probe comes as an incredibly useful and often underused tool. By probing regularly as you travel, you can get a sense of the average snow depth. When you suddenly hit much shallower or deeper snow, you'll know you've entered a thin spot or a wind-loaded area. Watch the video below for a powerful example of a deep persistent avalanche triggered from a thin spot. Some examples of common trigger points are in the photos below. The first one we can see in the photo that the rocks are the common trigger point. Rocks can create a shallow weak spot in our snowpack and can also heat up in the sun, weakening the snowpack, which can potentially result in loose or slab avalanches releasing. We can see convexity in the second one. And then the last one is another impressive example of a thick to thin transition. We can notice in the crown how thin it is at the top and how thick it gets as the fracture travels down the slope. Note that the people at the bottom for scale of the size of this avalanche.